Talk Radio 790, Mr. KBC. I'm here every weeknight from 9 to midnight. I want to welcome back to the show a guy who was on about 2 years ago. His name is Dean Cameron, and he is an actor and has put together a play based on the Nigerian spam that I'm sure you have received many, 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 many times, where the guy, desperate from some country in Nigeria or other fallen country, has a way for you to make millions and millions of dollars if you can only help him funnel these funds through your bank account. You will be the recipient of many millions of dollars. And Dean has put together a play. Is it a two-man play?
It's a two-person play with actually a surprise guest.
And it's based on the Nigerian spam scam, and the play is Dean Cameron's Nigerian spam scam scam.
Right.
And let's talk about how it is that you decided to make a two-man play plus a special surprise guest out of this.
Well, this all started, I was doing a really small part on a television show called Mr. Sterling last year, and I had a lot of free time, and the soundstage had high-speed internet, so I had to look like I was, because they blocked all the porn sites, so I had to look like I was doing something constructive. So I would just reply to each one of these emails with, great, do you have any toast? Just one line. And finally I got this guy on the hook, this guy who's posing as Miriam Abacha,
sure,
the widow of Abraham.
The late fallen, dictator.
Said, I'm so happy that you replied. Let's get down to business. And so I strung him along for 11 months.
11 months. And what kind of stuff, what were the initial correspondence over? Because I would think that if they don't get the sense that you're going to open up your bank account to them, they're just going to move on to the next dupe.
Right. Well, I dropped a lot of hints. I talked a lot about my cats, Mr. Snickers and JoJo the Dancing Clown. And I was writing sort of this version of myself that only my shrink really understands. as this confused rich millionaire, sexually confused rich millionaire.
From Florida.
And so I would just drop hints when I die, my cats are going to get, $100,000 a year until their deaths, which I'm praying doesn't happen. I assure you understand, Abraham. And so, they would just get enough information about me to know that I was crazy enough and rich enough to fall for their scam.
Now, how detailed were the correspondence that you had that you got an idea that these people are who you believe them to be, which is Nigerian scammers sitting at some they do this from
internet cafes,
right? They have a buck an hour or whatever it is, and they send out tens of thousands. Did you get a sense after this correspondence how they go about doing it and finding people's email addresses? How do they get my email address? I always wonder that.
If it's on the web, they're probably what are they called?
Spiders or something. Yeah, bots.
They just harvest. I think probably when you get a spam kit in Nigeria, you go to a go to an internet cafe and buy a spam kit for $5.
So now, has this person ever realized what this was about, that this was about a guy who's an actor who wants to write a play based on the correspondence between he and a Nigerian spammer?
Well, fortunately for the show, they discovered the website that I'd been posting the entire correspondence. So that gave me the perfect ending.
Well, now you're saying it was more than one guy?
That's wrong. It's one person. But the one person was writing as several people.
I see.
Including another spammer. I forwarded them an email from another spammer and said, hey, get a load of this. There's another guy in Nigeria who's having the same problem. And he wrote me this great email and said, don't pay any attention to any emails coming from Nigeria. And then I dropped all these hints that I had sent the other guy money. So then he wrote me as the other guy saying, don't pay any attention to that other email address. I'm at this email address.
So you had them fighting each other? Oh, that's
but
great.
It was him. And
oh, it was him.
It was him posing as the other scammer.
Now, you never gave any money to any of these.
Well, actually, I did. I sent them a package full of stuff. I did a sort of a one-off show of this to see if it would actually work. And I got the audience to put in whatever they wanted. And I sent a package to Nigeria, and it had $4 in it in change and a bunch of other just junk.
Now, do these spammers get angry when they find out that they've been had, that you've been 11 months of an right? This was a daily correspondence?
Every couple days.
Uh-huh.
Well, oddly, when they discovered that I had been posting this on the web, she wasn't upset. She said
Miriam
Abacha said that I'd broken her heart, but But this, what was so crazy is that they discovered the site and they knew that I knew that they were scamming me. And
right.
There
and
is
continued.
No Mary Mabacha.
Right,
and
right.
But anyway, so I wrote him back and said it wasn't me. It was my houseboy Quan who had done this. And so she forgave me and said, "You still love me." So I've still got them on the hook. And we just did the show in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Festival for a month and took up a collection from each audience. And so I have a huge package to send.
Well, you got some great reviews. This is in Edinburgh, Scotland, right?
Right.
And do the Scottish also have the same problems that we do with these Nigerian scammers?
Yes, it's worldwide.
It is worldwide.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And there was fortunately, when I got there, there had been a big article about someone else who had done sort of the same thing. And so it was just free publicity for me.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have any fear that this person will, get enough money to get on an airplane and come kill you or something?
I don't really. The other guy who does the show sort of hopes that does happen because then he has an amazing show. Victor Isaac plays all the Nigerian roles.
Uh-huh. Paul Provenza is your director on this. Yeah,
right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's great.
And
But I to answer your question, no, I had a bunco cop, a guy who'd specialized in this, sort of watching my back to make sure that I didn't give the wrong information or too much information.
Mm-hmm.
All the phone numbers that I gave were like e-fax numbers, so
mm-hmm.
they don't exist anywhere, but I mm-hmm. could still check them.
Mm-hmm. And is that a legitimate fear? Because you've heard these stories about people, Americans, who are gullible enough to get involved and actually go to Nigeria mm-hmm. and get met at the airport and never return. Now, I'm not sure if these are just apocryphal, as to serve as a warning to others. Like, you may think that this is just fun and games, but in fact, people have died because of trying to play into their hand.
Right. Well, I the bunco guy told me there are at least two people that have been kidnapped, one in Amsterdam and one in Nigeria. The murder ones, they're sort of associated with killing, but there's not really a direct connection. Mm. Someone who was scammed went to Amsterdam and killed people at the Nigerian embassy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, trying to get his money back.
But, oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's, it's not, they're it's bad. They're bad people.
And again, there's really no way to stop it, right? I mean, there's no way to stop because email is just so ubiquitous, and even anywhere in the world you have access to the internet, you can send tens of thousands of these messages and at virtually no cost.
Right.
What's to stop it?
Well, nothing. I mean, it's called the Nigerian 419 scam, and 419 is the criminal code in Nigeria that it's created specifically for this scam.
Right.
So, and it has become a blight on Nigeria, and they're really trying to break
it. I'm really sorry for interrupting, but I've been listening in the other room.
Yeah.
Am I picking up that's a scam?
No.
No, go ahead and go. But, ahead. No, that's
yeah, if
deal.
You just give me a check, I'll forward it right to
them. Well, because if it's a scam, I got to get to the bank like first thing Monday morning.
Yeah.
All right. Doug McIntyre coming up after the news. And, man, we missed you, Doug. We're good to have you back.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. All right. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is Talk Radio 790 with Mr. KABC. Dean Cameron is here. And we'll talk about the Nigerian scam. And if you have a question, we'll welcome it. At 1-800-222-KABC. Maybe you've done a little cat and mouse with one of these guys in Nigeria. And you can tell us about your story as well. 800-222-5222. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock on Talk Radio 790 with Mr. KABC and Dean Cameron, whose new play, Nigerian Scam, will premiere on September 14th, and it'll go through October 13th on Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. This is at the Sacred Fools Theater Company. Where is this, Dean?
That's on Heliotrope, 660 North Heliotrope. It's near Melrose in Normandy.
Okay, very good. All right. And if people want tickets, they can go to sacredfools.org or call 310-281-8337. And this is a two-man play with a special surprise. Is the special surprise guest the cat?
Unfortunately, no.
It's not? Oh, unfortunately, no, it's not.
It's the imposter scammer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A little subplot among many subplots.
How quickly it turns, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll take some phone calls here.
No.
And, Dean, based on the last two, you heard the first 2 hours of tonight's show.
Oh, I'm busy.
Yeah,
I have to leave.
I don't know what we're going to get here. But people should come check out your show, and we'll talk more about the 419 scams and about Nigerian spam. In fact, if you've had some kind of correspondence. In fact, Rob Marinko, can I bring Rob on here? Oscar? Can I bring Rob on here? Because Rob actually engaged one of these guys, and I don't know what the final outcome has been.
Yeah, I talked to him. I corresponded with a guy, this is a couple of years ago, and I asked him to send me money so I can open up this bank account.
Yeah.
And then he started, you know, emailing me every day that he was very interested, wanted to do it, but he never quite explained to me why he couldn't send me the money. And finally, he sent me a package to my P.O. box that included a copy of his passport and some other papers that looked kind of official. But the guy was very dark-skinned, so on the copies, it just looked like...
just pure black.
Yeah, it was just all black.
Yeah.
And... yeah, and one other one I corresponded with for about a week until I think he grew tired of my toying with him. So yeah, it was sort of fun. I mean, I had a little time on my hands, and I never got any money though, so I couldn't scam the scammer.
No,
I tried to get money from them. They said they sent me money.
Well, but how did you do that? How did you try and get money from them?
I said I had said that this other scammer had sent me the money. This Donald Abayami, and that he had sent me money, and my lawyers Perry Mason and Owen Marshall Counselor Law advised me that if these people were serious, then they would send me money, that they'd send me at least a dollar,
right?
And they said that they did, but they never did. They lied to me, which seems odd,
because you're a trusting person.
Yeah, yeah. They are, you know, seemed at that point to be on the up and up.
Yeah, have you ever considered, just as, you know, kind of a thank you for this? I mean, basically, this guy wrote your play in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, he really did.
As a thank you, maybe correcting the grammar in his initial correspondence letter.
No.
No. Or do you think that actually works to that? Wouldn't you like to have an actual conversation now that the jig is up, right? Well, can't we have a real conversation about what you did to go through this, how many people respond, what kind of money have you actually made? Wouldn't you like to have that?
That's actually an idea that it may be the follow-up.
The follow-up play?
No, seriously, because it's fascinating.
You would think, or maybe it's just incredibly dull and this guy just he goes fishing every day and catches nothing, right?
Right. Yeah. I called him and I talked to him on the phone, and it was in an
affected character
No, it's the crazy Dean Cameron from Florida who lives with his cats and his little hairless.
Oh, you really used your real name? You used Dean Cameron
well,
as your name?
Yeah, he got my name from
the
email.
So I see,
dear Dean Cameron.
Right.
So. But it was also when I talked to him, it was really funny and also really sad because he just knows this scam stuff backward, and he just starts reciting it, and you just get a sense of this bad desperation and not fun. So I just start singing "We Are the World."
Now you actually play the audio of some of these conversations, the telephone conversations in the play, right? And you also have pictures that you were able to get.
I would Google because I was so obsessed with my cats, Mr. Snickers and JoJo the Dancing Clown, that I would Google image search funny cat. I'd type in funny cat, and I'd get funny cat photos, and I'd send him pictures of funny cats and saying, "This is my cat." And they're always different photos, and I got them. And I have him actually saying on tape, "Hello, Mr. Snickers," and it's a great moment in the show.
Now, do you get a sense that every correspondence really tries to get back to the business transaction?
Yes.
Or was there actually some kind of someone feeling like they're reaching out to somebody and trying to create a relationship?
Well, they were playing sort of good cop, bad cop with the son, Ibrahim, you know, being all business, and the mother, Miriam,
looking for love.
Yeah, we're sort of developing this love story, because I'm talking about inviting her to come live with me in my mansion in Florida, and, you know, she kept saying, "I have my dream, you know, you're the first man I've ever decided to love since I lost my husband." And really amazing, you know, really working, and me sort of falling for it.
All right, let's take some phone calls. We're talking about the Nigerian spam scam. And Dean Cameron is here. He is an actor and now a playwright.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll
very lazy playwright, though.
Yeah. Seems like this other guy did half the work.
More than half the work.
Shouldn't he be entitled to some kind of compensation?
He's welcome to come and try to get it.
Now, see, you got to be careful about that.
No.
Huh?
He's welcome to come.
Would you recognize him, by the way, if he came knocking on your door?
No, I wouldn't.
You would not?
I would not.
Would you recognize the voice?
I would recognize the voice.
Uh-huh. Is it a very distinctive voice or just kind of a...
The accent is pretty specific.
All right. How about you? Welcome to KABC. You're on the air with Dean Cameron. Good evening.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, on the serious side, I want to commend Nigeria. They're trying to work to end this genocide over in Sudan. And that's something that the world needs to know about and get involved with and help out the refugees over there. As far as this scam thing is, other countries, people claim to be from other countries do the same thing, right?
Yeah, there's a new one. There's one from Iraq now saying I was...
Saddam Hussein's nephew?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Or this bank was bombed and I was the president and I have all the money and I just need your help.
Right,
they're all over. Yeah, it's not specific to Nigeria, but I think it began there.
Yeah, I've gotten some from Asian countries.
This 419 scam predates email, right?
Well, yeah.
This went on in regular mail decades ago.
You know James Randi, right?
The Amazing Randi,
yeah,
sure.
Amazing Randi has a correspondence that's been going on for 10 years that began in mail.
Wow.
And then went to faxes and now is in email.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Okay, now here's the question I had. You know, let's say somebody came out with something, the Jewish scam, or he Jewed me or something like that, a play like that, right, about getting ripped off by someone Jewish. Would you have a problem with that?
The Israeli spam scam scam? Or the Christian spam scam scam?
I mean, would that be would there be a big backlash against that?
I don't know. But I don't know.
What's the point, caller?
Oh, well, cuz I know that that Michael Jackson used the phrase "Jew me" once in his in one of his records.
And again, what's the point?
And the thing is, I want to know if there's a double standard here.
What? I don't understand the question. You think there is a racial overtone to the fact that Dean Cameron chose to engage in a correspondence with a spammer from a scam spammer from Nigeria? Is that your question?
Well, I think it's wrong to only single out one country.
But that's where 99% of these come from.
If it had come from, you know, Encino, I would have easily called it the Encino spam scam scam. It just happened to come from Nigeria, and you know, not
all Nigeria's laws are very lax in this area. There's very little enforcement against it, and so that's why it's proliferated from this one country.
And they're cracking down on it because it's become
a blight
on their country, and they're known for this scam.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No, there's no. Yeah. No bad.
All right. 11:30 on Talk Radio. I guess if you make fun of someone who's black, you might be accused of being a racist. I guess that's really the point of that caller's question.
Yes. But fortunately for this show, and a couple people have said this to me, is that the character that I'm writing as is completely guileless, and there's no sort of mean. There's nothing. I never say anything mean to them. And some scam baiters are sort of mean and sort of. But I'm just—it's all full of joy and love. Seriously, I love you. I want to help you guys. And here's my cat. Isn't
here's
he beautiful?
My cat. 11:36 on Talk Radio 790. Mr. KABC with you every weeknight from 9 to midnight. And Dean Cameron is here. Dean has written a play based on a correspondence that he had with a Nigerian spam scammer. It's called Urgent and Confidential, Dean Cameron's Nigerian Spam Scam Scam. And we're talking about that and taking your phone calls at 800-222-KABC. Let's go right to the phone lines. Hi, welcome. You're on Mr. KABC and Dean Cameron. Car phone.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. KABC. I'm from Nigeria. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine, just fine. And what have you thought about what you've heard with Dean Cameron and the Nigerian spammer?
Oh, that's horrible. This thing has been going on for more than 20 years, and it evolves from time to time. The one he's talking about from Iraq, it probably is Nigerians doing that one thing.
That could be also, yeah.
Yeah. Most of it is all Nigerians doing it.
Well, now, do you know anyone in Nigeria that does this to make a living that is involved?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, really?
People in government, people in government are involved because they let them use their offices.
Wow.
And they get a cut of it. So if they send out 10,000 letters and one person bites it and gives them 50,000, that's, you know, with the foreign exchange rates, that's a lot of money for some of them.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, that's what they do.
Uh-huh. This is their occupation. It's not just an avocation. Yeah,
that's all they do.
Uh-huh.
From if not U.S., Germany, Britain, Italy, from wherever they can do it. They started with oil. They tell you they're gonna supply you oil, and then if you don't buy that, they tell you they have money in the central bank to send you, and it goes on and on.
Wow.
So it evolved from one thing. Something happens. They pick up of that one. It could be from South Africa. It could be from Ghana. It could be from Liberia. It could be from Kenya. And I know that some people, some Americans, have been killed in Nigeria because of this.
Well, now you say you actually know people that do this. Do you know a lot of people? Do like family members do this, or is this?
I'm not saying my family. I'm telling you, it's like an industry over there. It's an industry.
So if you go to say a internet cafe.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, would you say that, you know, more than half of the guys sitting there on computers are actually involved in these scams and just corresponding with people trying to fish them in?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, I went to Nigeria 2 years ago, and I went to, there's a place they call Bar Beach. It's a very big beach in Nigeria. At night, you have people with cell phones, they're calling United States. And that's what they're trying to get somebody to buy. To they have cell phones, they have fax machines by the internet cafes, and that's all they're doing.
Dean, in your correspondence with this guy, did you get the sense that he was having several correspondence with other people all at once? Did you get a sense of that?
Totally, because the name of the cargo manager changed 3 times. There, it was first Andrew Desmond Osho, then it became Tony Jones, then it was Tony Morgan.
Well, that's one guy pretending to be several people. No,
but he was the person I had to contact in Amsterdam. That name changed 3 times.
And
he also signed his name wrong once.
Uh-huh.
And
you just think he just couldn't keep track of how many people he's doing this to.
He has
to.
A bunch of people on.
And you have no, so you never had an opportunity to actually find out more about how often he does this. Is this an 8-hour-a-day job that he goes to an internet cafe? You didn't get any sense of any of that.
No, I didn't.
Some of them, they have offices, and that's all they do.
Uh-huh.
I've been to an office, that's all they do, all day. I mean, 24/7. Now,
everyone who does this, are these independent contractors, or do you get the sense that some people actually work for, is it like Amway?
Where
you're, yeah, yeah.
Some are like franchises, you know.
Franchise.
I'm serious. They show you the way, and then whatever you get, they get a percentage.
Uh-huh.
Because they supply with the address, the fax numbers, and a copy of the letter that you have to send out. Because all the letters are generic. They might change the words here and there. Because I got the letter myself.
Sure.
There's
one time.
Sorry.
And I was going to do exactly what the guy there did.
Yeah.
But when I got the letter, I mean, it was so convincing. And I called my brother in Nigeria, and he said, hey.
Well, no, there's nothing convincing about the letter unless you're a complete fool. I mean, right?
Yeah. Initially, I mean, not that everybody knows about it, but if you had gotten that letter, like, say, 10 years ago, that it hasn't been publicized.
I guess. If you're a rube, maybe. I just think most people recognize it for what. Most people recognize that no one's going to give you millions of dollars because they're the late son of some fallen dictator who only needs an account to launder the money through.
Well, yeah. What happened was there was a coup in Nigeria one time.
Yeah.
And their financial situation was messed up.
Right.
So they were trying, there were some contracts that were performed by foreign companies.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get the accounting together. So they had run some ad in, the Financial Times of London.
Mm-hmm.
That anybody who had done some contracts in Nigeria, they have to resubmit some documents. So that was how this got the idea. This was like in 1984.
Hmm.
That was how they got this idea, and from there, this thing sprang up.
Mm-hmm.
Created an industry.
Wow.
It's interesting. You were talking about the same letter. There's, you know, other people who have been baiting the scammers. It's called scam baiting. It's sort of a hobby now. They send pictures also. There's a picture of a trunk of full of cash, and the picture they send is always the same. It's the same picture. It's up, like a lot of people who do this post the correspondence on the web, and you have the same picture of this trunk of money.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, caller, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know, one last question to you. The people that you know that do this, do they make a good living doing this, or is this really...
Yes, they do. Some of them have big houses in England. Some of them, yes, they do.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're surprised by that, as am I.
I'm. The figures are, you know, people are scammed out of £10 million a year, so $20 million a year.
Yeah.
So someone's making some money.
Yeah, but I mean, I get the sense that this is thousands and thousands of guys that are doing this. So divide it up. Yeah. How much money is it really?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. How about you? Welcome to KABC. You're on the air. Say hi to Dean Cameron.
Hi, Dean Cameron. How are you?
Never better. Better than everyone.
Yeah.
Not as bad as anyone or something.
I had a scam a few years ago where a Nigerian came to me dressed in his tribal outfit, very colorful.
Came to your house?
No, he came to my business property. Somebody at a Nigerian business here in L.A. had my card for some reason and sent him to me and said they were bringing him by. There was something phenomenal, a phenomenal business opportunity for me. So the guy walks in, and he was very tall, very interesting-looking guy, and he said that he was the son of some big government official that was assassinated, and he had these black $100 bills, and he said that he's got millions of them. The problem is that the solution that you needed to take the black off of these $100 bills was extremely expensive, and he needed $50,000 from me. So he took out a little vial of this clear liquid, put it on this black piece of paper, and lo and behold, rubbed it together and did all this rigmarole, and in a couple minutes, it was a regular $100 bill, which he gave to me. And I knew it was a scam, so I just ended up keeping the $100 bill and never contacting him again.
Nicely done.
So
you could have a show.
I guess I had a nice sushi dinner out of that scam.
Good. Well,
very good.
Attempted scam.
Well, then who was really scammed after all?
He was.
There you go. All right, and nicely done, sir.
It was a great one.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. It's 11:45 now on Talk Radio 790 with Mr. KABC. Dean Cameron is here. We'll take your phone calls if you've had some unusual correspondence with someone who is the late son or the wife of the late dictator of Nigeria at 1-800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. You can see Dean's play September 14th through October 13th at the Sacred Fools Theater, which is
660 North Heliotrope.
660 North Heliotrope, just south of Melrose. For reservations, 310-281-8337 or online at sacredfools.org. And we'll continue right after we check the latest traffic. 11:50 on Talk Radio 790 with Mr. KABC. Dean Cameron is here, and we're talking about his play, Urgent and Confidential, Dean Cameron's Nigerian Spam Scam Scam. And we'll take your phone calls at 800-222-KABC. You're on with Mr. KABC and Dean Cameron. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I have a coworker that has been, corresponding back and forth. These guys must have a lot of patience because he's been sending a lot of emails, but he's just kind of jerking with the guy.
Yeah, this is a good question, Dean, and I wonder if you have some insight into this. By the way, did you just do this one or did you try a couple different, I mean, other than the people who you wrote back, well, let's have some toast. Or
great, do you have any toast?
Great, do you have any toast? Did you actually try and strike up a correspondence with anyone else while this correspondence was going on, or were you only true to one?
I tried. I just always, great, do you have any toast, to see how many people, and it's just been the one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, just the one. Because I'm curious how much, obviously this person invested a lot of time into your course, about 11 months of time, and almost on a daily basis, every other daily basis. Do you have an accounting of how many actual emails you have from him?
I've saved all of them. I haven't really counted them. But there's
hundreds, right?
Yeah.
And do you get the sense that at what point he was just going to say, you know what, this guy has not paid me, I'm moving on?
I never got that
sense. What do you attribute that to? I mean, you must have said something that kept him hanging on.
My millions of dollars that I have and my...
But, I mean, do you think you were particularly clever in the way you pursued it, or were you just...
I like to think so, yes.
I mean, are they... Were they... Was there... What was it, you think, that, I mean, someone just said, I have millions of dollars, and kept sort of flaunting it. At some point, you'd say, okay, well, where's your $1 million?
Well, you know, it's a good question, but I've been an actor for 24 years, and they tell me that there's millions of dollars out there to be made, and I've been here for 24 years. So who's the moron?
Okay, all right. Caller?
Yeah, this guy, he carried it on. He told him how his wife couldn't wait to meet him, and he almost feels like, you know, that they're a part of the family, and he's going to spend the money to get his teeth whitened and all of this stuff. And the guy kept, you know, responding back, and I think he finally figured out this guy's just yanking his chain, and I think the correspondence ceased, but it went on for a good spell.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
How did your correspondence end? Do I have to see the play to know the answer to that? Or?
Well, it sort of hasn't ended, but it ended on a good way to end the play, which was they found the website where I'd been posting the correspondence.
Right.
And that's
they. Pretty. It's not they. He.
God, you're right. He.
It's
he.
Just one guy.
Well, it might be a she. So.
Well, you've had pictures though.
Yeah, but they're pictures of.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone. The picture, mm-hmm. The pictures they sent are actually of Miriam Abacha, but it's, you know, it's again, it's the same picture.
Well, this is a good question. I would have liked to ask the guy from Nigeria who was calling on the car phone if women are also involved in this, because it does seem like it would be a male-oriented sport,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and based on the correspondence, could you tell the gender of the person who was writing to you?
I just assumed it was a male.
Uh-huh. How about you? Welcome to KABC. You're on the air. Good evening.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was just over in Nigeria for 5 months on assignment, and I went to some of the internet cafes and things, and they have signs there that says, if you're a 419er, you're not welcome here. Please do not do your things here at the regular things. A 419er is the, I think it's the,
that's the section code
of the Nigerian constitution that says, you know, you should be upstanding and you should not be doing these types of scamming things. So they're coming down a little bit more on it than
yeah, but I mean, to the internet cafe owner, this is just, you know, why would they be against it? It's good business.
No, there's nothing in it for them, and if they get caught,
no, there is something in it for them. Every hour that someone's on, they're making money.
Yeah, but they probably get investigated by the.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because they're really cracking down.
So everyone does. This seems to be the consensus, is that there is a crackdown in Nigeria against these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. There
okay.
Is. There's billboards up there. It says if you're a 419er, you're going to be caught sooner or later. It's kind of like the speeding signs, you know, something like that that we'd see here.
Everyone's
going to get you sooner or later.
Did you actually see someone engaged in a 419 scare? You don't really look over someone's shoulder when you're at the internet cafe.
No, I didn't. But, you know, you see people on the street, they come up and they befriend you. And you know, if you're a big white man over there, they say, hey, come on over. There must be some money here. You know, so they start befriending you. And one guy was, you know, a really nice guy to me. And I said, okay, you know, you look like a nice guy, whatever, just being nice. And all of a sudden he says, hey, I've got this $17 million that I want to get out of the country. And I just said, oh, really? You know, as soon as that happens, I just know exactly why he was being so nice to you.
Hey, good call, sir. I appreciate it. Dean Cameron's play, Nigerian Spam Scam Scam. For reservations, 310-281-8337 or online at sacredfools.org. Dean, thanks for coming on
the
show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll be back Monday night at 9 o'clock. Until then, do everything I wouldn't do right here on Talk Radio 790, Mr. KABC.